A Possible Life, a novel in five parts by Sebastian Foakes. Part 1. A Different Man, read by Samuel West. Part 2. The Second Sister, read by Christian Rodsker. Part 3. Everything Can Be Explained, read by Lucy Briers. Part 4. A Door into Heaven, read by Sean Thomas. Part 5. You Next Time, read by Rupert Degas.
Part 1. A Different Man. Geoffrey Talbot was supposed to be a linguist, but spent most of his time at university playing games. He appeared twice for the first 11 at cricket, but was not selected for the match at Lord's, where his place was taken by Tiny Trembuth, a slab of a man already on Lancashire's books. At rugby, Geoffrey's headlong tackling in college games had earned him a game for the university itself against Rosslyn Park. But at Twickenham, the man chosen at open side wing forward was a graduate Rhodesian. It was no surprise to Geoffrey that he fell twice at the last. His Hampshire Day School had told the pupils that their place in life would be the middle rank. Geoffrey's father worked as a jobber on the London Stock Exchange, and hoped that Geoffrey, with his knowledge of languages, might one day go into the diplomatic service. Geoffrey's mother, who came from Limoges, had no ambition for Geoffrey. Her main interest was in dog breeding, and the family house near Twyford Down was home to generations of yapping dachshunds. After graduation, Geoffrey went to see the University Appointments Board, where a man with a pipe gave him some brochures from Shell and Imperial Tobacco. "You're a personable fellow," he said. "I should think you'd do well in industry." "What about the diplomatic service?"
"They won't mind your sportsman's tutu. Won't even ask."